Blog Talk Radio.
Communication through the internet.
Evidently, who are you? I am Queen, Mother Goddess, Opulent Ra Inter. And I am the keeper, the high priest, the guardian mother, maternal energy of the goddess Temple Palace. While I was awaiting this to come forth, waiting for my music to upload and the time to be right for the doors to open. When I set this up today, I had gotten a gifted astrology reading, which is rare for me, not to be gifted. And that shall be more and more and more coming forth to me. Gifts of life. The feminine energy. The way that we come here to what we call Earth. High goddess energy. High goddess. High goddess. I wish I had my bells nearby, but next time, perhaps. Whitney was saying, I believe in you and me. I believe that love will always be. I wrote a fabulous poem in my forthcoming book of words. Psalms is coming. I need to look up what the definition of Psalms is. Maybe I'll do that while I'm listening to you. Rather, that's tricky while I'm listening to me speaking to you. But one should listen to what they say as much as possible. It's a good thing to do. What I was guided to do, speak on, and this came after I did the title, the information, so I may go back and change it. Roe versus Wade. Listen carefully. I am of the goddess vibration. Oh, my astrology reading also told me that I was Venetian. Which is interesting. As I had been studying with a Venetian goddess, had aligned myself with one. She just spoke about her Venetianship toward the end of our connection, as if she didn't know or she was seeking validation and proof to show us. And it came up about doing something like Blog Talk, doing a podcast. And I said, I've done this before, but it's been a long time and I got away from it. I wasn't really intrigued on doing it. They have made it a little easier, and my internet connection is probably better to be able to do this. But anyway, on to the subject. I dwell in my body temple. This is where my spirit lives. At every opportunity granted to me that I accept, I am blessed to have a choice of what I put into my body temple and what I take out or eliminate. keep from having a residence within me. Serious thought. I'm beyond the age of using my sacred portal for creating children in the way that Roe versus Wade is addressing abortion. But yet I'm affected by this because I am a devotee of the first mother who dwells within me, who is the first portal for us coming through to this planet. And she has granted billions, trillions of life forms, 100 million, trillion, lots of life forms to come through in many different forms. Sometimes they don't make it through the birth canal for various reasons. So many things can go wrong or happen rather than wrong to cause the birth not to come to full term by our definition of our lower vibration of how things are supposed to happen. But I do know within my spirit that we should not be controlled about what happens with our bodies. By a particular religion, especially a religion that is controlled by an hierarchy of males, the Christian church. I'm seeing Rome. I haven't heard what the Pope had to say about this, if anything. Now I'm curious. As he walks around in a garment that would be befitting for my goddess self, with his gems, and beautifully created robes, gowns. But anyway, I send the energies out that women, womb beings, children of the mother, be released from these kind of crazy controls. And the extent that they are going to keep people from going from one state to the other, to have this procedure done, in some cases, life-saving for themselves. Perhaps a baby has died within the womb. That happens. And the mother's life is at stake. No health care provided. Perhaps someone has been raped, whether they're five, well, that's a little early to be able to have children, whether they're 10, a lot of young women ministrate, interesting word, ministrate, have their blood start to flow, their elixir of tension of the mother to flow, that they can become pregnant. And in that, There's certain places in the United States of America where you cannot go and get health care for this. Marvin Gaye said, what's going on? I say, what's going on? And there are women who are happy for this, that abortion is illegal. I wonder what kind of mindset, or maybe even lack of mindset, that they are influenced by. How is it that a system is demanding that you bear children, even if you can't afford to take care of them, even if you live on the street? Get with that. And you don't have no place to live. Welfare is not fair. A fair equity given to people who are being challenged by the high cost of living. And it's getting higher by the moment. If you're not tapped into the source of opulence, true wealth, money vibe. Ooh, that's even more challenges on, say, a 15-year-old who got raped, living on the street. And she's pregnant. And she lives in one of those states, so that means she doesn't have money to travel. She may or may not have a lot of skills, and I say that because she could be very skilled. She just got pregnant, very fertile when she got raped. Who's to say if she got to carry this baby? And then if she doesn't take care of it, she could go to jail. She could go to jail for not being a good mother. She could go to jail for living on the street. She could get beat up and killed and her daughter snatched away by some, what is it, the ones who sell children. That's just a few things that are coming. Roe versus Wade. Supreme Court made a decision. Well, it's one good thing that it got leaked out. At least it gave people a little jump start. To put it out of, put in place, rather, things that in places where it is still legal at the moment, where people could come and they're giving money to people who will tattletale on people who are going to get an abortion. Wow.
What I was going to talk about, I was going to let it flow in the channel. I am an historical. I do channel messages. Occasionally, I take an appointment or two for a reading.
I'll go back and put my email in if you're interested, and my a phone number where you can call for an appointment. They're not inexpensive. So just be mindful of that. I spoke of the Goddess Temple Palace, either in my write-up or maybe in the beginning. And one of the numerous things that I've done here, I am a jewelry, but in for one piece, particular piece, but if you look at my screen, my slides, whatever, more than like made in terms of I sat down and made a ring just before the show. I thought I would be doing it while the show was on, but I finished it. It's very lovely. Maybe I'll show it to you before I am. That perhaps I've said all I can say. Women, get in the political arena. And place yourself to business to be able to readjust the dictators of your body. They're all not male. Their compassion of other women is far from strong, in my opinion. If they, how can they not see? I pray. I say, let there be a way. And I'm not about, I've heard some very potent, powerful influences take on this in terms of using heaven. Abortions for contraceptives. That was their way of evolution. And they had children. They still have them. But at that time in their life, that was what was happening. What's up, you know? Life, if we receive it, I can't imagine it being a plan for anyone to get this life. Or to be inside of it, to become a part of it. It can't be. Even under those circumstances of it being contraceptive, it's a part of you. Even when you're so out of harmony with life, the first mother in your consciousness, subconsciousness, but your spirit knows. Oh, there's so many ways I could go. If the child has a disease that you know now in 2022, they can pretty much tell you along the way while the child is inside of you that there is a however much percentage of ratio that this could be a child with.
serious so-called disability. I've seen some miraculous things of people with so-called disabilities. And then there are those who what y'all gonna do? Male, female, think about what I've said. And since I think I'm going to put this on my YouTube channel under the Goddess Temple Palace, I will say, if you made it to the end, nice drive, ring my bell and come back soon. No telling what I may be speaking about. I thank you for your presence. I know my heartfelt expression of something needs to be done about anybody telling you what to do with your body, especially when you're grown. Oh, here I go. They're not putting people, you know, making it, well, it is illegal, but I'm thinking drugs, drug addicts, so-called drug addicts. Oh, here I go. The pharmaceutical company deals drugs, and that's illegal. But if you're a drug addict, they don't have the kind of boundaries on someone who is a so-called, like, heroin addict. Oh, yeah, that's another thing. What if the mother's on heroin? Oh, my goodness. All right. Peace out, day. Hotepu. I'm glad there is a me because I get to know you. Maybe.